Kelly, congratulations on being selected as part of the Celtic Flames.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
From your point, how important is it personally to be involved with something like this and representing Wales?
Oh, this is huge. This is a fantastic opportunity. We're going to be playing in the Southern Hemisphere, and just the opportunity to play as part of a different team, different players, and then to have exposure to different styles of netball across the world. So it's quite a big sporting event.
It's a new team, but how much will knowing some of those combos from Dragons and the national team help?
Oh, yes, that will be one of the strengths of our team. We've all had different exposures, either together as part of an international team or in different Super League teams. But this will give us an opportunity now to strengthen our bonds together whilst also learning from one another's different experiences over the past couple of years.
The nice thing is as well, the Flames will be welcoming back Chelsea and Nia.
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. And it'll be nice to be back on court as well with Nia in the defensive end. And it will make a nice change not to play against Chelsea. So we can support one another from in the opposite end of the court for a change.
Things start over there July the 2nd. Have you checked the weather yet? Have you done the summer dress shopping?
Well, we've been told to pack our hats and our gloves. So, yes, we won't be having quite this 30-degree weather. We'll have some fresh weather, I believe.
And the teams themselves, I mean, 8 teams, top 3 in the ANZ, and you'll be meeting 2 of these plus a team from Fiji in the groups. How do you prepare for that Fiji game?
We'll have played Fiji in the past and we'll know some of their players very well. They may well have some new players in the team. But we, as with every other game, will be going on the court with our own game plan. And, yeah, it'll just be an exciting opportunity to come again, play against these different styles of players, which will build our own strength and our own roots here in Wales.
So you fly out this weekend. We keep on hearing about preparations, but what kind of preparations usually take place in advance of these competitions?
Well, we'll have all been doing obviously our individual training programs and would have been coming off the back of quite a long Super League season. So we're all well into our training now. And now this weekend is another opportunity for us to consolidate our team play again. So we'll be getting together as a team. And obviously we're going to have that extra week out in New Zealand together. And that'll be fantastic to see the new arena we'll be exposed to meet the locals, to do a bit of work in the community, and again, to focus in on our game and what we'll be putting on the court out there as the Celtic Flames. It's very, very exciting.
So there will be a nice balance between time to relax and a bit of strength building and match day practice?
Yes, most definitely. It's a very long flight across the other side of the world, as you know. So yes, not only will this be an amazing opportunity to play kind of overseas clubs and have this sprinkling of international players throughout, but it will be an opportunity to see a beautiful part of the world and get to know a little bit about their local traditions, perhaps.
And it must be amazing as a player to fly out and play against some of these world-class players.
Oh, yes. I am incredibly fortunate to be in this position. This wouldn't have been the case for any Welsh netball player probably 10 years ago, if not 5 years ago. We are extremely, extremely honoured to be the only team from the Northern Hemisphere to go and play in such a fantastic global competition.
You're obviously doing something that you love and... Yes. You'll be hoping that this is a bit of an annual event?
Yeah, well, that would be fantastic, you know, to show the younger players as well, so the other generations, all our fans, that this actually is an opportunity which players here in Wales can have the opportunity to do. And to think that this could be something which happens every year, that would be absolutely amazing.
Things start July the 2nd. It's on for a week or so, and we'll be able to find out more on the Celtic Flames on Twitter.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it should be all over social media. And I believe Sky Sports are also televising all of the games.
And you just can't wait to get out there and get started?
No, cannot. Just counting down the hours now. Not too long at all.